Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ken Jones, Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
I'm here till 4 today, and we are going to start the show in a way that I almost never do. Almost never, but I think it's appropriate, and I'm excited about it, and I hope you enjoy it as well. And that is by talking some Rangers hockey, in particular, Rangers hockey with some fans in the stands. And for that, I welcome to the program from the New York Post, Molly Walker. Molly, thank you so much for joining me.
Kim, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be talking to you.
Oh, that's great. You know, Molly, I was thinking after you and I messaged last night, I had to have met you at a Jets or Giants game, right?
Yep.
Or practice, I should say, one or the other. Were you kind of filling in when the beat writer wasn't there at that point?
Yes. I'm still a general assignment reporter, but I was doing a lot of all the different sports, Yankees, Mets, Jets, Giants.
Right.
But yeah, I've been on hockey pretty much full time for the last couple months here. So it's been a lot of fun.
Good. Are you enjoying it?
Oh my gosh. It's the greatest sport in the world, if you ask me.
There you go. Well, I've heard that it's a wonderful sport to cover, that, you know, when it comes to the access, the play, and I know times are different now, but the access, the players, everything else.
Oh, yes. Yes, obviously, it's a different world right now, and it's been a little bit tough, you know, having to ask the questions over Zoom calls, and it kind of takes away the competitiveness of being in the locker room and such. But obviously, given the state of the world, it's a health and safety thing, and it's completely understandable.
Right.
But even regardless, it's still the best sport in the world.
Molly, let's talk about last night. It from reading your stuff this morning, it sounds like even the Rangers were surprised that number of fans could make a big difference, but it sounds like they did.
Oh, yes. I think David Quinn put it perfectly. Everybody knew that fans were going to be in the building last night, but I don't think anybody expected them to have the impact that they did. And maybe it was just because it has been so long. It was 326 days since that March 7th game against the Devils at the Garden. So it definitely had been a while. And, you know, the Pop Van Sucks cheers, all the Let's Go Rangers chants and everything. I think that they really missed hearing that. And every hit and every save was just received a standing ovation. So the fans, there were only 1,800 fans there, but they really showed up and were as loud as they possibly could have been to make it seem like the Garden was filled.
Do you actually think, and I would believe this if you say yes, that the Rangers were actually a little more physical, a little more maybe, you know, energized because of those
100%.
People?
100%.
Okay.
100%. Because, I mean, the Bruins are one of the best teams in the league right now. And they're also one of the most physical, too, you know, from all standpoints. And, I mean, Brad Marchand got his own warm welcome in the building, that's for sure. And he's always a pest for the Rangers. But they knew that they had to step up their physicality, especially after that last game, that second period of the last 1-0 loss that the Rangers had was, it was like old-time hockey was back. I personally am 23 years old. I've never seen hockey like that before, but it was fight after fight after fight. So they were ready, but in that 1-0 loss, they weren't focusing on the hockey. They were focusing on laying on the hits. But last night, they really did both. They were focusing on stepping up their physicality, but also playing their game and their structure, and it completely came through, and they run Boston out of the Garden.
That's the voice of Molly Walker, who covers the Rangers for the New York Post. And we're talking about fans returning to the stands at Madison Square Garden. And we'll get in. I'll get in a couple themes from Molly before we let her go about the Rangers in particular. But Molly, so 1,800 last night, is that going to be the number for a little while now? Or I'm not familiar if that stuff has been set out for you guys.
Yes, I believe it's 10% capacity. Okay. And I think that number was around 2,000, but I believe it was only 1,800 last night. That's the number that Rangers PR gave us. But I think the amount of fans that are allowed in the building are in the state's accordance. Mm-hmm. So it's dictated by the state. So it'll be up to them when they can start letting more fans into the building. And they were very safe about it. Everybody had to present a negative PCR test that was taken 72 hours within the game time. And everybody had to take temperature screenings and fill out a health and safety form. And it was very spread out as well. They sold seats in a pod format, so okay, two. And everybody was very spread out. And it didn't look like it was filled, and it looked like everybody was being safe and socially distanced. So I really give MSG a lot of props. They've handled it so well. Even when it was just media that was allowed in the building, I've never felt safer, truly.
That's good to hear. I tell you, one of the best things about covering a game or going to a game are the big soft pretzels, because if there's one place in the world that you are allowed to eat every single bit of the biggest soft pretzel you can find, it's at a sporting event. And I think you posted a picture last night of one of those pretzels.
Oh, Kim, I can't even tell you the last couple of games that I've had to cover at the Garden. I don't know what it is. When I sit down and I'm ready to start covering the game, my stomach just starts to gurgle because I guess it's just so used to getting all the great food and the arena stadium food, which is just the best, the chicken fingers, the hot dogs and everything. And my body is just starting to be like, you should be enjoying a hot pretzel or some hot dog right now. Like, why aren't you? So the fact that we were able to enjoy that last night was the cherry on top of the night.
Molly, you sound like a seasoned sports writer.
That means a lot coming from you, Kim.
I love it. I just love it. I thought that when we go back to last night, that you made an interesting note in your game story today in the Post, if we still call them game stories. I think we do.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the physicality earlier. They out-hit the Bruins 17-8 in the opening 20 minutes. Would you consider that to be the most physical opening 20 you've seen the Rangers play?
Definitely. I think it, like I was saying before, it was a perfect balance of stepping up in their physicality, but also focusing on the hockey. Their structure was there, their systems were there, but they were laying on the hits and they were stepping up to the Patrice Bergerons, the Brad Marchands, and they were countering their physicality that Bruins team always brings. And that's what you got to do with a team like Boston. I mean, Boston is the real deal. They really are. They're definitely one of the Stanley Cup favorites. And the Rangers are a young team, and they don't have that kind of physicality that a lot of other teams do. They have Ryan Lindgren. They have Chris Kreider. But that's really it. And they were, all of them across the board, were really, they were finishing their hits, but they were also focusing on that next pass. And that's what they had to do, and they really brought it.
I was going to ask you about Kreider in particular, being that this is a young team. Do you think they depend on him maybe as much as they ever have? I mean, his name has been one that we've talked about here on The Fan and that, you know, we've heard for a long time now, it feels like. But mm-hmm. Is he now more important because of the structure of that roster?
Definitely. I mean, it's been a hot topic of conversation because he got that very large extension in the offseason. But I know that Rangers brass knew how important it was to bring him back because of how young this team is. I mean, there really is a very limited veteran core with Zibanejad, Trouba, Kreider, but Kreider's been there from the very beginning. He's been around the block, and he was on that 2014 Stanley Cup run team, so he's been to the playoffs, and he brings a veteran mentality, but also the thing that he brings is he knows how to have fun, too. He can be very lighthearted, but he can also be serious. I know after one of the games earlier in the season, it was a big win. I think it was over Washington, and Ryan Strome was speaking to the media, and Chris Kreider was on the side pulling the table up and down and making him laugh and, you know, just allowing the team to enjoy the win. But then he's also the de facto player that we speak to after the losses, too, because he knows how to be stern, he knows how to be serious, and he knows how to be accountable as well. And he's been just irreplaceable for this Rangers team, I think, in bringing that veteran leadership. And he doesn't even have the C. And he doesn't have to have the C because he's acted like a captain.
Good point. Molly, I did look at the standings just honestly to check the standings. That's why I look at the standings, which makes perfect sense. Do you see perhaps the Rangers, you know, I don't know about making last night a complete launching point, but, you know, can they get on a roll here? Are they're young, but are they good enough to you know, start to ascend a little bit this season?
I'll be honest with you, Kim. I really did not have them making the playoffs at the beginning of the season. And as of right now, I still don't, because even David Quinn has pointed this out. They've been very inconsistent. You know, it's been one really good game, one really bad game, one really good game, another really bad game. And last night was a really good game. But, you know, the game before was not that great of a game, even though it was a 4-3 loss. It just was pretty messy and pretty sloppy. And, you know, Chris Kreider had a hat trick, so that was him. You know, the only reason why they had 3 goals that game, but it was just, they've really been night and day every single game. And I think that's also because of a mentality issue that they have right now. I mean, this Rangers team, probably more than any other NHL team right now, has seen its fair share of off-ice distractions, from the Tony D'Angelo issues to the Artemi Panarin saga that's going on right now. There's just been a lot of outside noise. And for a young team, you know, Alexis Lafreniere, his NHL career is 18 games, his 18 games young. And it's been a pretty eventful for them to work through and have all this stuff going on around them. And it's tough to focus on just the ice. So I think it's attributed to being young and inexperienced in this league, but also just their team makeup as well. So I think that they're starting to turn a corner in the sense that they know what they have to do night in and night out. But I do think they are going to fall short when it comes to the playoffs.
Molly, I ask you this only because you just mentioned it. And I'll be honest, coming from a place of ignorance on my part, will any of that off-ice stuff clear up anytime soon?
Well, I think Tony D'Angelo has definitely played his last game as a Ranger.
Okay.
And that Rangers brass is looking to coordinate a trade right now. When that will happen, I don't know. And then as far as Artemi Panarin, I know that there's been some 2-week timelines thrown around, but as far as the Rangers are concerned, they've said it's completely indefinite and that they are giving him all the time in the world that he needs to straighten things out and to figure out what's going on in his home country, because obviously it's a very serious,
yes,
nothing to mess around with type situation.
Yep.
And the Rangers have been excellent in giving him all the time that he needs.
Last thing. So you'll continue to go to the Garden. Hopefully fans continue to be there and maybe we'll see even in increased numbers. And then when the Rangers go on the road, are you still monitoring those games from some sort of a home base here, your house, your apartment, whatever, and then Zoom calls after? Do I have that kind of right?
Yes. It depends on the game. I know for the Rangers in particular, they don't credential more than one person per media outlet. So my dear colleague, Larry Brooks, he's a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Kind of takes a little bit of precedence over me 90% of the time. but otherwise, you know, I know the Coliseum is having people's media, I mean, and as well as the Prudential Center. So I'll probably be able to travel to those nearby arenas.
Okay, great. Well, Molly, I really appreciate it. You mentioned early in the interview that you're 23. You're much more poised than I was at 23, my dear. So I really appreciate you and love that you could give us a little bit of perspective, a lot of perspective on fans back at the Garden, which makes me so happy. Thank you, Molly, very much.
Thank you for having me on, Kim. Have a great rest of your day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.